Last week, we had the first part of the sermon, and I hope to complete this sermon in this broadcast that we're now making. And of course, if you want to get a copy of the one that was given last week, if you write to us, we can get that arranged. We live in an age when this world wants a gospel without a cross, and pardon of all our sins without the blood and suffering of our Lord Jesus Christ. The campaign of hell is to destroy the immortal souls of men and women. To embase the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ and prevent the gospel to be preached in keeping with the precious, unfailing, and inspired word of the living God. The failure to preach the true gospel and everlasting grace is a great church sin of today. We should mark the warning, beware to the false gospelers and the false gospel which they preach. The counterfeits must be labeled, they must be spurned, and they must be destroyed. The opposite is useless. The gospel of Christ must be guarded, and it must be defended. Counterfeits must be rejected. The coming in of the tides must be guarded. A bloodless gospel, a bloodless gospel is a counterfeit gospel. Without the blood, there is no cleansing of our sins. We must defend that truth, for that is the truth that is the foundation of the glorious gospel of Christ. And in the cancellation of our sin through the shedding of his blood, we can be set free for today and every day we live in this world and for the whole eternity that we'll reach when we get to heaven after we die. Satan, of course, is the master deceiver, and his handiwork is most damning and dangerous. You must reject hell's proposals. You must reject the counterfeits of the devil. You must shut your ears to the lies of hell. For the bloodless, graceless, without the blood counterfeits that are being preached today are the dangerous poison of hell. I call on you in Jesus' name to reject them all and turn to the Bible, which is the living, infallible Word of God. Counterfeits are hell's handiwork. They expose and reject the real, true gospel of Christ. Messages from the devil's ambassadors ends in bringing darkness and damnation to your soul. You need to get to the cross, and you need to reject the preaching of the devil's apostles. Our glorious dead have reached the country where there is no death, but everlasting life forever. They are our everlasting treasures. Their names remain forever alive with us. They are our sainted dead. They are our eternal treasures. They are our victorious living victories over the graves of death and hell. Because Christ lives, they live. And we, like them, can receive Christ and we will live forevermore. We can be sainted by none other than Christ himself. Let us contemplate them lovingly. Let us visit the valley of the shadow of death. Come, all you saints that are alive, to the valley of the shadow of death, which is to the believer the valley of the sunshine of coming resurrection. And let us look for that day when death will be done forever and we will live with Christ in heaven forevermore. Let us visit the valley of death with a hallelujah everlastingly upon our lips. Come with me if you are saved by Christ, for he is the life of his people. And let us rejoice that we have shunned hell forever, and we are going to be in heaven forever. Don't listen to the devil's propagandists. Turn and listen to the Word of God. The old Bible reopens the whole issue. And the old Bible is the revelation of God's salvation. The old Bible should be turned to, and its exhortations should be daily read and obeyed and enjoyed. Christ has told us that in the Bible there is eternal life. Read, and ye shall live. The Bible should be daily opened and daily pondered. It is here. It is the giver of eternal life. He that reaches down and takes up the book and then takes the words of the book into their heart and is washed in the precious blood of Christ is God's saint forevermore. In sainthood for the time one lives on earth, and eternal sainthood for the child that goes to heaven after death. The fearless heralds of the Bible are the life bearers of good tidings, the good tidings of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The oneness of the cross is the most powerful, majestic finality in this world and in the next. Death is swallowed up in victory. Burial is just a step into the grave. And someday in resurrection, We will take a step out from that grave to heaven forevermore. Christ is the overcoming victor. He lives, he lives, he lives forevermore. There is an eternal finality about our Lord's death from which he lives eternally. Thank God, our Savior holds forever the keys of hell and of death. He alone can use them. If we have trusted him, he will never, ever open hell's door for us, because it's locked against us by the mighty hand of Christ. The nail-pierced hand closes the door for all the elect of God. But it opens another door, a door to the glory of Emmanuel's land. There is a finality about Christ's death and about Christ's resurrection. Thank God the cross and the pangs of Calvary and the dying on the tree that Christ endured is a final resurrection. Calvary cannot be repeated. Christ cried, "It is finished," and the work of my salvation was finished forevermore. Come millions of years, come millenniums of time, it matters not. There's wonderful power in the blood, and the blood is ever fresh, and it flows for those that come and trust in the Savior. We will never say goodbye in heaven. We'll never say farewell in heaven. We're there forevermore. A million hallelujahs to Christ, who paid forever our sins at the cross and settled all our debts. If you could get the book of life in your hand, you could check it up, and you would find on a page my name, and against it, all his sins washed away in my precious blood. A million hallelujahs we need to shout, because we're saved forevermore. Shout the victory. It is yours by faith and by faith forevermore. None needs perish. All may look for Christ to die. Shout it abroad. There's life in the risen Lord. Shout it ahead. There is life in the living Lord. Christ has once for all died to set me free. He calls me by my name to come to him. And as a sinner I have come, and I have knelt down and said, "Lord, save me, I perish." And the Lord put out his hand, and he took me by his hand. I know his hand was lovely, because I saw within it the marks of the nail print. And he said to me, "It is well. It is well with your soul." Oh, thank God for our Lord Jesus Christ. His offering was forever. It is finished, was his cry. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, finished it all. Eternal life is ours forevermore. O you who do not trust in the Lord at this moment, I say only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you now. Nothing has been left out in the perfection of Calvary. By the cross and in the cross, there is eternal glory and heavenly riches. Nothing has been forgotten. Here is a final, finished gospel. It is finished. Glory to Emmanuel. Everything is finished and ready. The work is finished. And what is more, it's without money and without price. It cannot be broken. Oh, that you would see the Lord Jesus now as your own and personal Savior. Pray this prayer now. Lord Jesus, as best as I know, I call upon you. I am a sinner. I confess I deserve eternal death. But you have died for me. Lord Jesus, save me now. Cleanse away all my sins. Make me whiter than the snow. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood you shed for me, that I may be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. I have a word for you, my friend. Stick on the old book. Repeat these verses to your heart and hide them there. It is the truth I'm telling you. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. You can only make Christ the Lord of all by yielding daily to his commandments. Trust then and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Read the words, believe. Read the words, trust. Read the words, obey. Death and hell can only be escaped from by hiding in Christ, the blessed Rock of Ages. Right now, resist the devil. Put his machinery into reverse and open up the throttle of the old-time religion and the gospel, and you'll hide in Christ for everlasting salvation. There is peace, perfect peace, in this dark world of sin. The blood of Jesus gives that peace within. I say to you, Christ will save you now. Come and welcome to the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord. Christ was once offered for sin, and he has put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. You can be saved without money and without price. You can be saved by calling on the name of the Lord. For he says, whosoever cometh to me, I will no wise cast him out. Oh, he suffered. He bore your hell. He went down into the depths of eternal darkness. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. But he's not on the cross now. He's not in the tomb now. He's not in the darkness of eternity now. He is risen. And because he has risen, you can rise too. Christ was led like a sheep to the slaughter. And as a lamb before her shearers was dumb, so he opened not his mouth. But he does open his mouth in this way. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The cross of Calvary. That's where the saints that are gone have gone. The great news is Christ's cross. There he fought his mighty battle and got the eternal victory. The greatest of all victories is the victory over the grave. And that Christ won for you. The tomb is empty. The occupant is gone. Christ is gloriously resurrected. He is not here. He is alive forevermore. And he has the keys of heaven and of death. And praise God, he'll never put those keys into operation. Hell is shut for us forever. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And you can know that Christ Jesus lives for you. Bow your head where you are. And just say with me, just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. You know what he says? Whosoever shall call, make the call, shall be saved. For now, for all the nows that's in the life before us, and for all the nows in the eternity that's coming after. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the glorious gospel. And we thank thee that we're saved without money and without price. Bless this sermon, and as it goes out, touch many souls, and may many come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Hear this our simple prayer, and thank you, Lord, for help in preaching the word. Amen and amen.